Our question this week comes from Nancy, who, and I think Nancy's written a question before. The name is very familiar. She says, can you ask Bob if he would be willing to explain the fermentation process? Nancy, I say to you, do you have 2 hours? She goes on to write, she says, I just want to better understand what happens that turns grape juice into delicious wine. So is there a nutshell version of this, Bob?
It's a 4-hour nutshell.
Yeah.
No, Nancy, this is the foundation of winemaking. You have hit upon the I want to call it magic. It's not magic. It all has very real physical reality to it. But how lucky are we that these one-celled yeast that we can find everywhere in the world love to multiply, and they use sugar in order to get their energy. We need food to do our deal, and yeast need food in the form of nitrogen plus some minerals to grow, to reproduce. And that's what yeast do. So the sugar that is naturally contained within the grape is used by the yeast cell to metabolize, to reproduce. And from a small amount of yeast in a vat of wine, there's, in the right conditions, there's this explosion where trillions of yeast cells are multiplied. And in the process, they take sugar from the grape and grow. Two byproducts come from this, alcohol and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide typically goes off into the atmosphere. The alcohol is soluble in the liquid, in the wine. And that's how we get alcohol, okay? It's very simple, and we're ultimately dependent on this one-celled little yeast.
And you're also kind of bound by the grape varietal that you're using as far as how much time it takes for this to happen, right?
How much time it takes for it to happen, as well as how much alcohol you get. Because you might be harvesting Riesling in the Mosel at a very low potential alcohol level and wind up with a dry wine at 7% alcohol. But you might grow Riesling in Washington State where you get more sugar at the same flavor ripeness. And so you might get 10.5% to 12% sugar. Pardon me, 10.5% to 12% alcohol.
How long does this process take on average?
Oh, it depends on the conditions. Some fermentations will go within 6 to 8 days. Some fermentations will take a year and a half.